Where's the hammer?
Yeah, I tell them to stop drilling, but they keep drilling.
Yeah, I haven't heard as much now. It might be worse in the afternoons, but when we're here in the mornings, it has not been that bad the last couple of days.
It accelerated yesterday for a little while.
Yeah, I didn't hear much, so that's a good thing. Maybe they're winding down. There is, by the way, I don't know if we can get a picture of this, if it's going to make sense if we take a picture of it, but there is a wall that they put up over there that is so unbelievably crooked. Like the level that they must have used. Did you see when you walk in?
I told you not to get past this.
It's so bad. I'll go with the next break.
All right,
it's an atrocity. I don't know why. Maybe there's a reason why. Maybe there's. I don't know. But it is not a good job by them.
You are the man.
I'm sorry. What do you want me to say?
How about all the doors? It looks like we're on Get Smart.
It's true. There's another set of doors that we have to go through now. It's a mess.
Ton of doors.
Nobody knows what we're talking about.
What's back there now? Why do they have to be so secure?
I don't know. I'm not sure exactly the reason, but they felt that had to be done. Andrew Luck, we have not seen him this year, and it's his throwing shoulder, so that's going to be a problem for a quarterback for obvious reasons. And he got a cortisone shot and is going to stop throwing for the time being because of soreness in his surgically repaired throwing shoulder. General manager of the Colts, Chris Ballard, said on Wednesday. Now, Ballard spoke yesterday. We're going to listen to a little bit of him. This is Chris Ballard saying we still have goals for Andrew Luck this season.
We want to get to a point where he can practice every day and his long-term success is at what we're looking for, and much like with any player, that's what's important to us.
Oh, okay, great. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it, buddy.
I know nothing.
So how's his rehab going, Chris?
In terms of the rehab, it's been going well. You've seen him throw. I've watched every session of him throwing, and it's been going really well. His velocity's good.
Awesome.
His motion's good.
Yep.
All that's coming along at a good rate. It's the soreness right now that we're dealing with that we have to get through. Every player's different. Every rehab is different. Every surgery is different. So that's why we've never put a timeline on this. You just don't. Every guy's different.
Yeah, everything's great, but we're shutting them down.
Yeah, and we're giving him cortisone shots. He needs to be shut down. He's been dealing with this for 2 years. I commend him for he did play with it. He's played with this injury for a couple seasons now. They should shut him down, get him right. He had the surgery 9 months ago, and they won't tell us what the injury is, which is fine. Or what the injury was. So we have no idea how you go about determining how long he should be out because we don't know exactly what was fixed. Fine, I don't need to know that. But I know this. It's been 9 months, and this was serious. He finally took care of it, and he should be shut down. And if it's inflamed, which you would expect it to be, you start working that area, and it's been inactive for as long as it has been. Of course, there's going to be some inflammation, which occurs. So that's what's going on. I'm not a doctor, and I didn't stay at a Holiday Inn last night, but I'm wondering why you would want to use cortisone shots. Just allow it to run its course. If there's inflammation there, okay, we'll ice the bad boy and just do all that. Let's not try to help the inflammation out with cortisone shots or anything else. Ice it, see how it looks the next day or the next couple of days, and then move forward from there. I wouldn't want to mask anything that's going on with this injury.
What I thought was usually the cortisone shot you hear in sports when a guy is dealing with a really painful injury but wants to give it a go in a very important game.
Right.
A cortisone shot for a guy that they're shutting down says to me that this guy is in a tremendous amount of pain right now because he overworked himself probably before he should have.
Right.
So that's not a good thing. And also, without giving the details of the injury and the surgery, that means only one thing. It means that it's a bad thing because if it was a routine injury and a routine surgery,
then AC joint, labrum,
they would have said it.
Right.
But because it's not, I mean, you might as well just say it, because now we're all jumping to horrible conclusions about what's going on with him.
I say shut him down. They're sitting at there 2-4. We like the way Jacoby Brissett has been playing. And if Andrew Luck gets back out there behind this offensive line, he's going to have more surgery. So shut him down. Let him let this injury and the recovery from it run its course, and that's it. No problem. I don't think anyone's going to be angry with the coach. Their fans shouldn't be angry. This is your future. Allow this guy to get healthy. And yeah, they've been through this before with Peyton Manning. And I know he didn't come back after he had the neck surgery there, and he didn't return to the team. But you've been through this before. Allow him to get healthy, 100% healthy.
I know that the NFL keeps on churning, but it does seem to me like more big name players we haven't seen, or they are out for the year this year. David Johnson, Aaron Rodgers, Odell Beckham Jr., J.J. Watt, Andrew Luck, Dalvin Cook. I mean, Cook's just a rookie, but I'm throwing him in there because mm-hmm. he was damn good to begin the season. So, I mean, it just seems like a lot of star players, which just, I mean, I know it happens every year, and it's recency bias and all that stuff, but it's discouraging. You know?
Well, yeah, that happens. It's a violent sport, and it's going to occur, and you just have to deal with it, and it is very discouraging, especially when you have a guy like Aaron Rodgers, not to discount those other guys, but when you have someone like Aaron Rodgers, and it wasn't a dirty hit, go down, yeah, that takes some of the luster off the league, and now these teams who were, especially the Green Bay Packers, a team that you paid attention to whenever they were on because of the play of Aaron Rodgers. No, not so much. It's not as much appointment TV as it once was.
Well, maybe Hundley becomes a star.
Maybe.
Who knows?
We'll see.
You never know.
First team reps. Do a lot for you.
He might be okay. I don't know.
Oh, you changing your tune?
No, I mean, I just...
Let's wait and see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see what he can do. Let's see how they cater this offense.
I was just so tired of crappy quarterback play on Sunday, and I lumped.
They're hard to come by, man.
He might be okay.
They are hard to find at this level.
I'll give him more.
You always had crappy quarterback play.
Yeah, it just really annoyed me on Sunday for whatever reason. Just really got to the point where the Browns game. There was something about watching the Browns get filleted by the Texans and another guy they passed up on that just really annoyed me with the way that Hogan was playing, and then Deshaun Watson was doing what he was doing.
What did they not like about Deshaun Watson? What is there to not like about the young man? He checks every box you want, from the person he is, the character he possesses, the play on the field, going up against the best in college football over the last decade in Alabama and posting gaudy numbers versus them every time. What did you not like about him? What?
We said it at the time, so I don't feel bad about it at all.
Oh.
I mean, I'll keep saying it. I'll keep criticizing him. We said it at the time. I said it that if I had an opportunity to make the number one overall pick in this draft, it would be Deshaun Watson. Said it to his face when he was sitting in here, too.
Yeah, that's right.
We're all over that, and we'll see what happens with the rest of his career. But, boy, does he look damn good. And it's been consistent now for a couple of weeks. Speaking of injured quarterbacks, Teddy Bridgewater took the practice field yesterday. And he has got the biggest knee brace I have ever seen. It's like they gave him a whole new leg. Did you see this knee brace? My goodness, how is he going to move with that thing?
They don't want him moving too much now.
I mean, that is the Ford F-450.
He's got a dually on his knee.
There's a Hemi in that thing. I mean, this was super duty. I've never seen anything like it.
I think the knee brace moves his knee for him, his entire leg. He doesn't have to. The brain doesn't have to communicate with the leg. The brace has it.
Right. There's an assistant coach who's got a little remote control.
Yep.
On the sideline, but he did practice, and there's a funny video out there. I don't know how close this guy was to him because the video might be a little bit deceiving. But there's a ball boy who catches a pass from, I believe, Case Keenum, right in front of Teddy Bridgewater, then trips. It looks like he's headed right for his knees.
Oh.
Now, I think there was a little bit of space in between the two, but it's still like, like, imagine he comes back the first day.
They should put him in a bubble.
I know. At this point, why not? Especially with their situation. I told you what's going to happen. I've given you two bold predictions this week. Two of them. One, the Cubs are going to come back and come down from 3-0, go to the World Series. Mm-hmm. And the other was the Minnesota Vikings under the leadership of Teddy Bridgewater, I can't even say this without laughing through, will have a home game in the Super Bowl. There you go.
Man, that would be cool. If that happens, I'm taking you to the Super Bowl.
He's walking like, here comes Bridgewater with his giant knee brace out of the tunnel.
Come on, man. I think he could do it.
So you're with me on that one. Not the Cubs, but you're with me on this one.
No, I'm not with you on that one either.
No, come on. No, does anybody want to come with me on either one of these?
No one's coming with
you,
man.
Does anybody want to join me on either one of these?
No.
So I'm not the lone wolf.
I'll do the Cubs.
You'll do the Cubs. Yeah. All right. And you don't like the Cubs.
And I don't like them. Yeah.
All right. Why not?
Why, you guys don't like anybody.
Well, the Cubs.
All this hatred.
That's not true.
A lot of bitterness.
Yeah,
anger.
It is. Yeah.
It beat you depression. Once.
No. I mean,
we beat them.
You
right.
beat them.
Mets beat them.
Right. I was gonna say when was there the history of the Mets and the Cubs? The Mets are usually like in 69.
Okay. Well, you beat them. So why is so much angst?
I don't like their fans. The whole lovable loser thing I thought was cheesy. And then Madden does irritate me sometimes. So that's why.
Okay.
Like I got no problem with the Dodgers. I got no problem with the Astros. And currently this group of Yankees I don't have a problem with. But the Yankees as a whole you kind of have to have a problem with if you're a Mets fan. Mike, you want to jump on board any of these?
Vikings.
You want to jump? All right.
Yeah, that one.
You believe
right.
that?
I do, yes. The NFC stinks.
There's a chance, man. That's a good defense. The problem
NFC
is.
Stinks.
The problem is, if they had Dalvin Cook, this would be a lot better of a pick, you know? And McKinnon's been great, but Cook's just a different dude.
Right.
And Latavius Murray and Dalvin Cook, I don't know. And Steph Diggs has got to come back. I mean, my goodness. He was out last week. I don't know about his
budding superstar
availability this week.
Yeah.
There's Teddy, man. The door's open. Think about the door. It's open. It's ajar.
Yeah, we'll
the
see.
Falcons aren't any good. Seahawks aren't any good. The Packers don't have Rodgers. The Bears are the Bears and the Lions. Ugh.
The Rams are back.
Giants are no good. The Eagles are 5-1.
Cowboys
and
okay.
Eagles are 5-1, but
you better believe in the Eagles. They stay healthy.
Eagles, schmeagles.
5-1 with no secondary. Come on. Other than Malcolm Jenkins.
I mean, who's going to win the NFC? Why not?
Okay.
That would be, if I'm Mike Zimmer, I'd say, why not us? That
so
would
it's
be
in your favor.
That would be my.
That's
that,
your slogan? Why not us?
I mean, weirder things have happened in the NFL. Why not? Look around this NFC, this slop. This slop fest. It's like, what do those people do? They run and do those in a mutter? You ever see people?
Yes,
those?
The mutter.
That's what the NFC
tough
is.
Tough mutter.
It's a tough mutter.
That is growing, apparently, because we air it on CBS Sports Network.
I don't know any. Why would you do something like that?
I have no idea.
There's a lot of this stuff that I see. And I'm thinking, I must be crazy. Because everybody, like, there's a lot of these physical things that people are doing, like that, where they run around in mud and climb in mud under ropes and, like, what?
I don't get it, dog. But it's huge. We had the guys behind it were over at the television studio a couple months ago.
The guys behind
the mutter.
The ones who created it?
Yeah. Tough mutter.
Tough mutter.
Yeah, man.
Who the hell wants to run around in mud?
Apparently it's exhilarating.
Like a marathon wasn't good enough for you?
We want to make it more difficult.
Yeah.
Mud.
Like you can't just go to the gym. You got to train. And then this, what's the other one? The American Ninja Warrior. My wife watches this one.
Yep.
These people, like, what are they doing? Why are you doing this? The salmon ladder. You ever see the salmon ladder?
No, there actually salmon on it?
No. That would be awesome if there was. And he takes a bite of lox.
Yes, I was just about to say that. Give me some lox.
Yeah, it's like.
Eat his way to the finish line.
I mean, it's impressive. It's just like, it just seems weird. Like it's
very
like,
weird.
Like something like.
Like, yeah. It's like, what's the one in the Olympics? Where they're sweeping the...
But curling...
Curling! That's crazy!
Curling appeals to me more than this
Why?
Stuff. Because it's a lazy man's game.
You
it's
not lazy. You gotta sweep like crazy.
Yeah, but compared to American Ninja Warrior...
Who came up with that curling?
I don't know.
Some, be a good housekeeper.
Some really creative, drunk Canadian is probably who came up with it.
Let's sweep the ice and force this object down the ice.
But this American Ninja Warrior... They're all normal people. Like, I'm a third grade teacher, and then they, you know, in their backyard they build these mm-hmm. things, and they go and do it, and they climb
it's
up.
It's huge now.
I mean,
what it is?
You know what was funnier? Like, you know, back when I was growing up, the only person who did like American Ninja Warrior stuff was Super Mario. That was it. Like right. He was the guy who would go through some sort of obstacle.
Well,
course.
We all did that. You did the obstacle course. It's a playground,
yeah, but not like that. I mean, you go on.
Well, I know it's evolved, but we all grew up doing that.
But things these people do, it's insanity. Yeah,
we didn't run over a moat or anything, but yeah, obstacle courses.
I don't know. It's not.
No?
You know what it is? Is it makes me. Oh,
the monkey bars.
But that's normal stuff. What they do now is pure insanity.
Yeah, it was Mario or Bruce Lee did it.
Yeah, those are the. Now your third grade teacher is doing it. And it makes me feel self-conscious because I see all these ninja warriors out there.
You inadequate?
And I can't, you know, I can't go up the stairs without losing my breath. You know? I see these guys on the salmon ladder, one-armed salmon ladder.
Well, so you put some food out there that'll motivate you, right?
Probably not.
No?
No. Not even that can motivate me to exercise.
Damn. No hope. That motivates me sometimes when I'm exercising. I think I got a big meal after this.
But then what's the point? Isn't you counteracting?
No. You eat right. I mean, except for damn chocolate bars I bought from Martin. I ate four last night. Four of those down. I'm bringing those into you guys. I'm done.
You keep saying that. Man. Going home and eating. It's been like 2 weeks of the same thing. I had enough of these, man. World famous chocolate. I'm eating too much. I'm going to bring it in. I'm going to give it back to everybody. Then you come in the next day and go, man, I ate seven.
No, last night was the worst.
I was up last
four.
Night. Eight. I was just stuffing them in my mouth.
Yeah.
Man.
You mix them with, you get you some cashews and the world famous chocolate. Yeah.
Just eat. I love it.
Just eating. Watching the Yankees. Eating. Yeah.
Yep.
Chocolate all over your face.
That's a man right there.
Willy Wonka.
You are something else.
I'm bringing them tomorrow. Watch.
All right.
If I don't forget.
Coming up next, Rodney Hood and I have something in common. I will explain.
It's Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Speaking of contractors, we went outside because I was talking about this wall that is on an angle that's just, it's not level, it's weird. I noticed it this morning. It's just a bizarre look.
Bad timing by us, right?
So I said, let's go out there. I'll take a picture of it because I'll tweet it out because we were talking about it and you guys hadn't seen it yet. So we go out there, and of course, there's a gaggle of these construction guys that are standing there as we are critiquing their work. Now, there is a chance that the pipes
right.
up top.
That's the reason they had to
but still,
throw it offline a little bit.
I feel like they still could have done something better with
what?
It. It's not.
They could have drilled a hole at the top of the wall to give the make room for the pipes.
I'm not sure how you would do it, but yeah. I'm sure that there's someone that could.
Nah.
Like, I couldn't have been the only option to have a wall that askew.
I think it was the only option unless you change the piping.
Well, here's my evidence that there's probably another option is I heard one of the construction guys look at it and go, yeah, design flaw.
Design flaw in the piping?
No, their design flaw.
How are you going to place the wall without removing the piping?
Bob Vila? I don't know.
Yes.
I just know it looks like crap.
You got a damn opinion on it.
Yeah, it looks
what
terrible.
Are you going to do?
I mean,
don't look up there.
There's never been a challenge in the history of construction. Somehow things tend to be level.
Not always. It's art.
It's art. It looks awful. And this is an OCD person's worst nightmare. Luckily, I'm not one of them, but Mikey
it's hard
B,
to tell.
Well, no, I just know. When there's crap, I can see it, and I know it. So there's crap outside.
Well, we need to rearrange the piping. That way we can make the wall straighter.
But, Mike, I can see Mikey B out there just like, you know, huge OCD.
Knocking
like,
at the beginning
like,
and then,
like
wait,
pushing.
Where'd the wall go?
He's out there pushing it.
I just tried.
Yeah.
Pogacar
has moved away from the mic when we talk about Mikey B.
Yeah, he wants to steer clear of controversy.
Well, we're just talking
confrontation,
about
I should say.
Mirotić and Bobby Portis and our lack of communication that led to the knockout of Mirotić and knock into the hospital at the hands of Bobby Portis. So we figured, you know, we were criticizing management there because this was brewing for a while and they did nothing about it. They didn't talk it out.
Yeah.
So we said, look at us.
We talked it out.
We're hypocrites for not addressing our own Mirotić-Portis situation.
Yeah. And we've had management previously get in between broadcasters who had a little tiff.
Sure.
So they do a great job of that. And Eric Spitz came out unscathed.
So here is the opportunity to talk this out so it doesn't get worse.
Yes.
So
I hate you and you hate me.
Wait, we're still doing this?
But no, I want to. This did not get cleared up.
Wasn't resolved.
It was not resolved.
No.
It felt resolved to me.
Okay.
Was it? There was no resolution last time. None whatsoever.
He said he was lying about me talking behind people's backs.
Oh, okay.
I apologized again for my poor choice in Brian impersonations last week.
Okay.
And I thought that was it.
Okay. And Mike, is there anything else you'd like to say about Bogus?
That's fine. I accept that. Andrew, looking forward to working with you in the future.
And the present as well.
In the future. It is a trip. Now I have an issue.
All right, Brian, let's talk about it.
No.
All right, good.
Let's fight it out.
Pete, you got anything you want to say?
I'm fine.
All right.
How was the parking, Pete? You okay last night and this morning?
Well, parking is good.
Okay. He's smiling this morning.
Today. Yet last night.
Oh, man. All right, Bogus. You got an update for us?
I do. The L.A. Dodgers not yet in the World Series for the first time in 29 years.
And the 2-1 from Davis. It's on the way. Ground ball to second. Fielded by Baez. Go to Russell. One over to first. Cubs win. 4-6-3 double play. Cubs win the ball game.
3-2 over those Dodgers at Wrigley to avoid a sweep in the NLCS. Pat Hughes on Cubs Radio. A 6-out save for Wade Davis after Jake Arrieta worked around 3 hits and 5 walks over 6 2/3. The Cubby offense, courtesy of 2 solo homers from Javi Baez, 1 from Wilson Contreras. Cubs manager Joe Maddon lost his mind in the 8th, was ejected for the second time in this series after umpires decided Curtis Granderson foul tipped a pitch after originally ruling it a strikeout.
With all due respect to the umpires, and as Ricky Bobby once said, once you've said with all due respect, then you can say whatever you want. With all due respect, under those circumstances, that can't happen.
A Ricky Bobby reference from a major league manager.
The play, Jesus.
Was not reviewable. Home plate umpire Jim Wolf told Madden he heard 2 sounds and thought the second one was contact from Granderson, but Granderson missed the pitch, and Wolf admitted his mistake post-game. Granderson struck out on the very next pitch. Before all of that, the Yankees continued the surge we all knew was coming. 3rd straight defeat of the Astros, 5-0. Behind 7 3-innings from Masahiro Tanaka.
He was special again. I mean, you look at his 3 starts in the playoffs, they've been special. He wins the 1 game, 1-0, I believe, the first start. And his 2 starts here have been really good, and we needed it. I mean, this was a big game for us.
Joe Girardi will start Luis Severino tomorrow night in Houston, another big game.
Was he in a fish tank? I mean, that audio was an atrocity. Who got that? Brad Heller? Did he get that audio?
No, I think that was somebody back here.
Oh, man.
Justin Verlander pitches Game 6 for the Astros. This, by the way, their longest skid in 5 weeks. Away from the playoffs. The Red Sox reportedly interviewed former Twins skipper Ron Gardenhire yesterday for John Farrell's old job, and Tony La Russa is stepping down as Arizona's chief baseball analyst. First Oakland, then Sacramento. The Rockets ruining home openers throughout Northern California.
Harden on a crossover to the lane with a left-hand scoop and score. James Harden with 8 straight Rocket points. 94-88 Houston.
That's Matt Thomas on Rockets Radio. 27 points and 9 assists for Harden in a 105-100 win in Sacramento. Chris Paul did not play with nagging left knee pain. The Blazers authoring the biggest opening night win in NBA history. 48 points, 124-76 in Phoenix. The Jazz dropped the Nuggets, 106-96. The Pistons won their first game in their new downtown arena, 102-90 over the Hornets. And the Celtics lost their home opener, 108-100 to the Bucks, as Gordon Hayward underwent surgery for his broken leg and dislocated ankle. Hayward's agent does not expect Gordon to play again this season. And it's the Raiders and Chiefs on Thursday night football. Coverage from Oakland begins at 8 Eastern on CBS. KC without running back Charcandrick West. He has a concussion, boys.
All right, Bogus. So we do a FanDuel $10 once a week NBA tournament, if you will. And it started last night. So Wednesdays, it's the most games are on Wednesdays. So that's how you do it. And it's some people I don't know, some friends of mine, Mikey B is in it. And put together a lineup. It was a good lineup. It was a really good lineup. But there was one guy who didn't perform for me. And the reason why is just so me and so perfect. So Rodney Hood is a guy that I want to play in this lineup who I think is going to get a lot of minutes. He's going to start for Utah last night against the Denver Nuggets. And his price was perfect to play. So then I see that Rodney Hood doesn't start. So I'm like, I'm looking, I see he's got a zero, and I'm looking, I go to the box score, and I'm like, what? He was supposed to start, and he's no minutes played. I'm like, what the hell happened? So then I look it up, and there was a team release that said, Rodney Hood is questionable to return due to gastric distress. So they actually wrote, the Utah Jazz actually wrote gastric distress.
Something was bubbling up in the boy's stomach.
So it turns out he's out on the court 30 seconds before tip. Everybody's dapping each other up. And he's like, whoa.
Wait, what was that? Y'all hear that? Hold on, Ralph.
So he goes and runs to the locker room to go deal with that. And doesn't start, has a terrible game, ends up playing, but it's just awful.
Apparently
in the
has
game.
This anxiety, though, at the beginning of games.
So that's how it started?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
These crazy anxieties prior to the game, and you know, it goes haywire from there.
He's got to get this under control.
Yeah, man. Oh, do something.
Jeez, man.
Really?
Rodney Hood, what are you doing
Have
to me?
Have a drop of alcohol.
No, don't do that.
Smoke a joint, something, dude.
Don't, I mean, poor guy. I don't think he needs any of that.
Rick Ankiel, that's what he did, right? He got tipsy.
Yeah. But I don't think he would recommend that.
Who's the guy, hell of a player from Iowa State? I think the Rockets drafted him. He would never leave the damn house. I think his first name was Rodney, too. Was it Rodney White?
I'm
hell
not
of a
sure.
player at Iowa State. I don't think he's ever played in the NBA. He was afraid of flying. He had all these anxieties. Damn good player. Wow. Never played because he couldn't get past his fears.
Royce White.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know it was anxiety based. I just thought he was having stomach problems, which sounds a lot like me.
No. It was deeper than that, though. you can have that right there at center court, can't you?
I can't believe I picked the guy.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry, guys. Now you can tip.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. Yeah. You know, that I start the guy who was anxiety pooping last night. Like, that's the guy I picked on my team.
What is up with you, man?
I had a great night otherwise, man. And if Rodney Hood would have hit value, I would have done better. But I just pictured him. The game starts. He's on the toilet. Like, what are you doing, man?
Oh, wow.
Let's go. Unbelievable. Ben Simmons had a nice debut last night. Yep. He finally played basketball for the first time
ever. Good for him. Now, is he still considered a rookie?
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
Didn't play a game. Okay.
Joel Embiid might be a rookie still,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, he hasn't crossed the threshold yet.
And it's amazing. But the 76ers, a lot of talent there. They end up losing to Washington last night, but that's a team to definitely keep an eye on. So, I mean, it's the NBA has started. There's a lot of storylines. And when people complain about the regular season being boring and there's nothing to watch, there's always something to pay attention to. Now, you might know the champion, and you feel like if the Golden State Warriors stay healthy, then sure, they're going to go and win another title. But, I mean, you really don't know. You already saw the injuries happen just like that.
It's a long season, too. Yeah. And you're correct. You don't know, and this thing is just now commencing. So you just hope for the best and go out and play fearless.
All right, coming up next, Rick Pitino does an interview, and he is making up stuff. He's blaming people. He's answering to one man. He is just being weird. So we'll talk about what he had to say coming up next.
This is Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We haven't gotten permission to play the audio yet of Rick Pitino and Jay Billis on ESPN, and hopefully someone will get back to us at some point, because the audio is truly amazing from Rick Pitino, but I guess not amazing from a guy who has been embroiled in several controversies over the last couple of years and has taken no responsibility
for any of them. And Jay Bill has asked all the right questions, and Patino's up there, and he's teary-eyed, and he's passionate about what's going on. And when he asked him about why he sued Adidas, he said, because they took away the thing I love most. And then he said it like four times.
Yeah, how did Adidas take it away?
Yeah, exactly.
I was wondering, that was an odd answer to that question.
And then finally he was like, other than my wife and my kids. Like he said it, but he said, it was funny, like, they took away the thing I love most. The thing I love most in this world. The thing that I love most they took away. Other than my wife and my kids.
So he's scapegoating Adidas, and from whom he received millions upon millions of dollars.
Yep.
Really?
That's right.
Something to the tune, what, 20, 30, maybe more? I mean, how did they take it away? They lined your pockets, dude.
Yeah, incredible, the stones that he has. And he also said he had no knowledge that any one of his assistants was embroiled in any sort of thing like this. And, you know, you have...
I vetted my assistants very well, is what he said.
Right. Yes. And he said he takes responsibility for hiring those two guys, and that's it. He hired them, but he's not going to take any more responsibility for their behavior. Said he had no idea that there was some sort of sting operation happening in a hotel room and guys were taking money. No. He had no clue.
None of my guys have been arrested. I submitted to a lie detector test, and I was asked two questions, and I said absolutely not to both of those questions, and I have been... vindicated. And he said, this was interesting. Okay, it's one thing to say the lie detector test vindicated you, but I've been vindicated by my players. The text messages from my players. Really? Okay.
Yeah, he said the love and support that he's gotten from people around him, he goes,
that's to be expected, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, not everybody's going to run away. I mean, that does happen when people run away, turn their backs on you when you're in some sort of problem or in some sort of issue. But he also said, I only have to answer to one person. God. That's it. I don't have to answer to you. I have to answer to one person.
Mm-hmm. What do you say about you in the restaurant?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you say about that?
Right.
It's right, and it's just.
That's what he said? Oh, okay, cool.
I'm going
to have to try that out.
He said that a lot in this interview. Mm-hmm. He has to answer to one person. I mean, you're gonna go to the God angle when you've been lying, cheating, unfaithful, prostitutes.
What did God say about Katina Pop?
Right. I mean, that's where we're going to go. Is going to go that route to try to win people back. What a sleazeball. And then, you know, he keeps going on and on about how I have no knowledge of it. And Billis even said, yeah, everybody talks about how you are so meticulous in knowing everything about the program. Like what do you say about that? He's like, yeah, normally I know everything, but when it comes to that, I just, you know, I don't know.
Nah.
I over-monitor my staff.
Over-monitor.
Over-monitor.
Yeah, over-monitor. Over-monitor.
But
he got a great accent, too. Yeah,
he knew nothing about it, which I think is just as bad, right? Like, if that's your excuse that you knew nothing about it, you're telling me that that is a way to get out of this? No, it's not.
Listen,
that just shows incompetence and you shouldn't have the job anyway.
I wasn't over-monitoring that particular issue. I was over-monitoring everything else,
yeah,
okay?
Sure, right.
All right. And we did nothing wrong in the recruitment. Was it Brian Brown? What's the kid's name that they recruited that's gotten all this mess?
I don't remember.
As a result of the recruitment of this kid who just landed on his doorstep. Didn't recruit him. Just out of thin air. Here he was. Boom. And we said, yeah, sure. We'll take you, dude. 5-star. Come on in. But I was over-monitoring. So nothing nefarious was going on, okay?
Well, this was hidden.
Yeah, it was hidden. Because I over-monitor, dog. I over-monitor every day, too, G. You?
I'm over-monitoring. Yeah, I do.
Brian who?
Brian Bowen.
Brian Bowen. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, you got to over-monitor. Why not?
I over-monitor my staff.
Yeah.
And the guy is dripping with sleaze. He gets up from that chair. It's just a pile of, like,
he
know,
is the,
oil.
The bestest over-monitor ever.
He's just a sleaze ball.
Very large...
Come
mistake.
On, man. You can't say that about an over monitor.
It doesn't help that
God made me the over monitor.
Like, it doesn't help that he looks like a guy that if I was trying to place a bet at a funeral, like I would, and I was looking around the room, like going, I got to get a bet in here. Who could I go? Like, he would be the guy I'd go
to. Slide him.
He's taking it.
You didn't believe those tears?
Oh,
he
stop.
Was hurt, man.
Stop it.
Genuinely
over-monitor.
Hurt. He was hurt.
Yeah.
Come on.
Sure.
He's been vindicated.
Sure.
So we'll see what
said
happens.
He doesn't want to coach anymore. He took his love away from him.
And this is one of those things where I'm a little bit torn on it, because I know that if Rick Pitino wants to speak, and you're Jay Bilas, you've known him for a while, you're ESPN, you have to, this is the first time he's going to do an interview on all this stuff, you got to take the interview, right? But yeah. At the same time, it's like you're giving him a platform to just bring a big sack of bullcrap out and hurl it at everybody.
But you want to hear it. You want to see if the man can be contrite, he can be honest. And so we want to see that. Yeah. You wanted to see that.
No.
You wanted to see what he would say. I mean, he's upset. They locked me out of my office. They take my life's work away from me. I'm not concerned with legacy. You know, once you hit a certain age, Jay, 50, you don't concern yourself with legacy.
Right.
You 50 yet, Jay? Yeah. I mean, you want to hear what he has, see how he's going to go about
trying
to resurrect his reputation and how he's going to take what's occurred here in the last week or so and try to pin it on someone else.
Yeah, I've heard
like
enough.
Like Adidas.
I've heard enough from him. I don't need to hear any more from him. I don't need to hear that. I mean, I guess you got to take the interview. If Pitino called us and said, I want to come on the air, we'd have to say
yeah.
yes. But I've heard enough from him. I really have.
Coach, over monitor, what really happened?
Now, there's something going on in the control room. I can't. I'm being distracted by this.
Uh-oh.
So there's some... I get it now.
What?
It's amazing.
All right. This can't be real. So we took a picture of the... Oh, I can't talk. Can someone explain this? I can't talk.
Give me the phone.
It's unbelievable.
I can't.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, man. Who did that?
Somebody did it. That just happened. All right. Let's see if I can explain this.
Oh.
All right, so
that's a bad silhouette, man.
So we take a picture of this wall outside. We were talking about the construction that's going on here. And there's a wall outside that's just not level at all. So we're having a discussion about it. So people are saying, tweet us a picture of the wall. We want to see the wall. So we go outside, we tweet a picture of a wall.
Bad.
And someone goes, are we just gonna ignore that shadow? So I look back at the shadow, and the shadow is unbelievably a facsimile of well, just go and look at it.
Yeah, I mean, big
dick. Yeah, there it is. Yeah. I mean, this is terrible.
Y'all are bad.
You couldn't try. Now Pogue is just looking at it. You couldn't try to create that any better. Is that not?
I was not in the vicinity.
Whose hand do I shake? That's a congrats to that guy.
You gotta be kidding me.
My goodness.
Go to.
Oh, that's bad. That is
could this
bad.
Become one of those, is this dress blue or gold internet sensations?
I don't know. Go to, if you want to see it, you go to the Gio and Jones Twitter account. That we didn't do that on purpose. It just happened like that. It just happened.
I was standing right there.
You'd be the only one that could.
You guys are bad.
You got to see it. How are we bad? It just happened. The listener pointed it out. We just gonna ignore that shadow. Oh my goodness! Yeah, this is gonna go. This is gonna go viral now. Our new wall. It was an innocent tweet, man. It really was. We didn't mean for that to happen. Now, how do we not pick up on that? We took the picture.
And whose is it?
I mean, it's...
I'll claim it. Who wouldn't want to claim that? Yeah. Big dick.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. All right. We're going to have to move on from that because it's too visual for everybody. But I encourage you to follow us on Twitter to go look at that picture, at Gio and Jones, G-I-O and Jones. That was a pure accident. We did not create that on our own.
Wow.
I feel bad for the players at Occidental College.
Yeah.
Because they no longer have a football season. So they are a D3 school. They ran out of players.
Yeah, depleted roster because of injuries. They're 30?
Yeah, I don't know.
30 left. They'd already
35 healthy players.
They'd already forfeited a couple games, two of their five games, and now the rest of the season is done with.
Yeah, so they were outscored 170-19 in the games that they played this season. I mean, they had one healthy defensive lineman. I mean, that's brutal.
Kind of sounds like USC heading into this Notre Dame matchup.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far. They tweeted out, Oxy Football tweeted out, even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise.
Oh.
Fight for every stripe.
Here you go. They got that from Rick Pitino.
I mean, can Occidental College come back from this is really the question. Oh, boy. Yeah, if we get that Pitino audio, we'll play it for you.
Why can't they just go both ways?
They
got a bunch of Joel Lannings.
But, I mean, come on. They had one healthy defensive lineman. You think all the offensive linemen are going to play?
Yes. Go both ways.
I'm sure
all
that
you need is 22. You got 22. You got more than 22.
I'm sure they exercised every idea before they canceled the season. But, oh, my goodness.
This picture's too nuts. Come in and some more. Said, damn.
The guy who first saw that, are we just going to ignore that shadow? And then I open up the picture, and there it is. Oh, my goodness. Gio and Jones coming right back. CBS Sports Radio.